Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Version Control Systems, VCS. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in the DevOps Engineering for Frontend Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the overview of version control systems, specifically focusing on Git, best practices for using Git in DevOps, and effective branching strategies and collaboration workflows. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to utilize version control systems effectively to manage code and collaborate with your teams. Main content overview of version control systems, focusing on Git version control systems, VCS, are essential tools in software development, allowing teams to manage changes to source code over time. They enable multiple developers to work on projects simultaneously without conflicts. The most popular VCS is Git, which is distributed and allows developers to work locally on their own copies of the codebase. Git's architecture consists of repositories, which can be local, on a developer's machine, or remote, on a server. When you commit changes in Git, you create a snapshot of your project at a particular moment, allowing you to revert to previous versions if necessary. This feature is especially useful in industries like finance and fintech, where precise data integrity and historical tracking are paramount. Moreover, Git facilitates collaboration through its branching and merging capabilities. When multiple developers contribute to the same project, they can create branches to isolate their work, preventing disruptions to the main code base. This allows for a smoother integration process, where changes can be reviewed and tested before they become part of the main project. Best practices for using Git in DevOps. Implementing Git within a DevOps framework promotes collaboration and improves workflow efficiency. Here are some best practices to consider. Commit often, commit small. Frequent commits with small changes make it easier to identify issues. Each commit should represent a single logical change, which helps in reviewing and understanding the history. Write descriptive commit messages. Clear commit messages help team members understand the purpose of changes. A good message should explain what was changed and why it matters. Use branches for features and fixes. Branching allows developers to work on features or fixes in isolation without affecting the main code base. This practice aids in organizing your work and maintaining a clean project history. Regularly merge and rebase. Regularly merging your changes into the main branch prevents large merge conflicts and keeps the code base up to date. Rebasing can streamline your commit history, but it's essential to use it carefully to avoid losing changes. Leverage pull requests. Using pull requests for merging branches promotes code review and discussion before changes are integrated into the main code base. This enhances code quality and team collaboration. By adhering to these practices, teams can enhance their collaboration and maintain a high quality of code in their projects. Branching strategies and collaboration workflows. Branching strategies are crucial for effective collaboration in Git. They dictate how teams manage their code changes and collaborate on features. Here are three popular strategies. Feature branching. In this approach, every new feature is developed in its own branch. Once the feature is complete, it is merged into the main branch. This method allows for parallel development and better isolation of features, reducing conflicts. Git flow. This strategy involves a set of defined branches for different stages of development, including feature branches, a develop branch, and a main branch for production. Git flow provides a structured approach to managing releases and hotfixes, making it suitable for larger teams. Trunk-based development. This strategy encourages developers to work in short cycles and commit directly to the main branch. This approach requires discipline but can lead to faster integration and reduced merge conflicts. Release branching. This strategy creates branches specifically for preparing releases. Once a release is ready, the release branch is merged into both the main branch and the development branch. This method helps in maintaining a stable production codebase while allowing ongoing development work. Choosing the right branching strategy depends on your team's size and workflow preferences. A well-defined branching strategy promotes collaboration and ensures that the codebase remains stable and manageable. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the essentials of version control systems, focusing on Git, and discussed best practices for using Git in DevOps. We also examined various branching strategies that facilitate effective collaboration. Utilizing these tools and practices will empower you to manage your code efficiently and collaborate seamlessly with your teams, particularly in dynamic environments like finance and fintech. Reflection questions: how can you apply the practice of committing often to your current projects? What branching strategy do you think would best suit your team's workflow, and why? Reflect on a time when you faced a conflict in your code. How might Git's features have helped you resolve it more efficiently?